And that's how we kick off Music Corner on your 702 Weekend of Breakfast, the sounds of King D Music, a song called Always There off their album called Hold On. And King D Music joins us on the line this morning to talk about the business of music and their career. Denga, a very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us on Weekend Breakfast.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well, thank you. And how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us. So tell us about how you find that music, or how you discover that music is the thing you want to do. I believe you started singing in the church when you were 12. Is that when you realized that you had a voice and that you could sing?
Yes, that's when I realized. I mean, before that, before I was 12, I used to just sing, and I was just very interested in music. But I think when I got accepted to be a part of the church choir, that's when I realized that, you know, I actually have the gift and I really want to pursue this. But when it comes to songwriting and making my own music, it was only when I was about 14 years old, that's when I started writing original music. And then I realized, you know what, I want to do this for the rest of my life. Yeah.
And so what about gospel music as well was the thing? Because you could have chosen, I guess, any genre, but you chose gospel. Was it because, you know, your start or where you started singing was the church, or that it was gospel music that resonated with you?
Yes, I grew up in church, but there was a time where I used to do like just love music. And music that just talks about life, you know, as a teenager, like I had a phase where I was just, you know, making love songs until when I came to Pretoria to study. That was in 2012. I was working on an R&B album. It was just love songs only. And I had a couple of faith-inspired songs on the album. And the producer that I was working with then, he was like, you know what, I feel like, you know, you're really leaning into the gospel space, but I don't think you should lose who you are in terms of, like, you know, the sound that you're already working on. Maybe just go pray about it and see if, you know, gospel music is something that you really want to pursue. And, I mean, that was always in my heart, hence I had a couple of songs on a whole R&B or love, you know, album. I already had a couple of, you know, gospel songs in there. So that, you know, was the turning point for me to now become a full-on gospel or a Christian artist.
Yeah. But your music it doesn't, I guess, sound like the normal Christian music, the kind that we, I guess, know. It's funky. There's a little bit of, you know, a bit of pop in there. There's a bit of, it sounds like a bit of amapiano in there. Was that deliberate to make praise and worship music, but that sounds the way your particular music sounds?
Yeah, that was very deliberate. I think I wanted to do or make music that I'm very comfortable with. That was number one. I didn't want to lose myself as a person and also as a creative. But also besides that, like I think, you know, growing up, my generation, like we were, my friends were always looking for alternatives, like when it comes to music. I remember when a Christian rapper from USA broke out, Lecrae. We used to listen to him a lot of times. And then you have people like Dietrich Haddon who were doing a bit of pop and R&B into their gospel music. So there was this whole change that was happening in gospel music during the 2012, 2013 years. And honestly, I just feel like, you know what, if there's people who I'm already looking up to who are doing this, I think, you know, I can also be comfortable, you know, in my creative process as well, and be inspired by what they're doing, and also do it in my own way that, you know, interprets also, like, that kind of, like, communicates of, you know, where I come from as an African child. Hence, you have all these different, you know, sounds fused together, like Abumapiano and, you know, Afrobeats and all these African sounds, you know, just coming together.
And for you, what would you say was, I guess, the moment where it took off for you, the music took off, it was your big break? I mean, you'd been nominated for a number of awards, even winning a South African Music Award. What would you say has been or is kind of the big break where you felt as if, okay, this music thing, it's happening?
I think it was in 2019, mm-hmm. When I worked on a single called "Nobody Like You," featuring a UK artist called Cold Up Music. So he was touring in Africa, a couple of countries in Africa, and he was coming to South Africa. And him and his manager bumped into my music. They were like, "Yo, man, we really love what you're doing. And we're coming down to South Africa. Would love for you to join this tour and be a part of the Cold Up Music tour, since, you know, you guys do the kind of like, you know, similar music." So we ended up working on a song together and shot a music video. And, you know, the song really did well in terms of like introducing me to the current global fan base that I have. So I think that was a moment for me. But also, like, you know, the after that, you know, in 2021, I released my second album, self-titled. It's called Denga. That's the album that won, you know, the South African, you know, Music Award for, mm-hmm. You know, best, you know, a faith contemporary album. And I think, you know, things just started, you know, taking off from there. I mean, it's been, you know, we've just been building, you know, step by step. But I'm really grateful to God for, you know, all these things and where I am today.
And when you won the Summer Award in 2019 for Denga, you said, you know, the album made history by becoming the first gospel album of its kind to win a Summer. What did you mean by the first, the first album of its kind? What made it unique?
It's the sound, like we've been saying, it's the sound. Yeah. Like the sound was different. There's never been a gospel album like that in South Africa that has won such a prestigious, you know, award. So it was the sound, and also, like, you know, it was different. Everything about it was just different. So the delivery of, you know, the music itself, you know, like I said, the sound, the lyrics, you know, and everything. So yeah, that's what really made it unique.
You'd won numerous other awards before winning your South African Music Award. You'd won a Limpopo Music Award. You'd won an Ingoma Award. Was there a difference to the, you know, after you won an SA Music Award, did it change anything? Was there, you know, certainly like a difference to what happened in your career after the SA Music Awards? Because they're often considered, well, they are largely considered, I guess, the top, the best kind of award you can win in the music business.
No, that's true. That's true. I mean, the lot of changes, you know, a lot of doors started opening, especially with the media as well. Because, like I said, you know, I've been pioneering this sound since 2012 in South Africa. So it's something new. And, you know, our country, like, you know, we love our traditional gospel music. I love it too. You know, I play it. You know, I get inspired by, you know, traditional gospel, people who sing traditional gospel music, because, you know, that's who we are. That's our identity. So, as a young person coming with something new, there's definitely going to be some sort of, like, you know, resistance. You get what I mean? So people are not used to this thing, so they're not really gonna support it or be behind it at a go. But I think after winning the Summer, a lot of you know, interviews, opportunities were coming up, and, you know, just support as well, like also with bookings and everything. So yeah, really grateful for, you know, for that.
Yeah. And so earlier on this month, you released your new album, an album called Hold On. We're actually going to play the title track shortly. But tell us about Hold On.
So Hold On is just, it's an album for an everyday person who's just trying to pursue their dreams. You know, things are not going well in their lives, but, you know, they're trying to just hold on. They're trying to, you know, to move forward because they know that God is there and working with them. So I made this album to be just, you know, an inspiration to anyone who's trying to pursue their dreams and their goals, that, you know, you can do it. You know, don't believe what they say. You know, all the lies that, you know, people might tell you about, you know, your dreams and goals and everything. Don't, you know, listen to the naysayers and all that. If you have something in your heart and you believe that God has called you to pursue this thing, pursue it. You know, if it's not working out, maybe find out, you know, have real conversations with people maybe who have done it before. How did you do it? You know, so I think, you know, what I love about Hold On album, it's an album that whether you're a Christian or not, you can listen to it. Whether you have faith or not, you can listen to it. But you're definitely going to feel encouraged by the words and how everything, every song was written. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
It was released early April. What has the response to the album been like since?
It's been incredible. It's been incredible. I mean, we debuted number one on iTunes in South Africa. The album was number one. Hold On was also the song. The title song was also number one across different genres, you know, on the release weekend. And we've been charting in multiple, you know, African countries. We've been charting. I saw Angola yesterday. We were charting there. We've got, you know, we've been charting in Ghana, in Kenya, in Nigeria, in Congo. There are a lot of countries, Zimbabwe, Lesotho as well, Afro Lesotho, Botswana as well. There are a lot of countries that, you know, we've been charting in, and also in Europe as well, so, which is, you know, a huge honor. So I'm really, really grateful to everyone who's streaming and buying the album. So I cannot wait to, you know, to get out there, you know, start, you know, performing the album and doing more shows and all that. So, yeah.
If someone's looking to find you online on social media platforms, where do we find you?
It's King D Music. So King D Music, it's one word. Just search for King D Music. You can get me on Instagram. You can get me on Facebook, on YouTube as well. There are a couple of music videos also from the album that you can, you know, watch on YouTube. And yeah, just King D Music. If you're looking for the music, you can get it on Spotify, Apple Music, and wherever you listen to music. So, yeah.
Great. Well, King D Music, thank you so much for joining us this morning. It's been great having you in the Music Corner.
Thank you so, so much for having me. I truly appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you so much. Now, coming off his latest album, this is the title track from King D Music's latest album. Here's Hold On in the Music Corner.
Hold on, hold on. Don't let go. Fight and water.